Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of September, and I'm recording at 10:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Okay, well, another nervous day here in the markets that won't surprise you in all probability. Starting in the Asia-Pacific region, Japan clipped here again. Down 2.75% on the Japanese Nikkei. The other indices were down slightly smaller, but still a big hit, in Japan today. China, on the other hand, steadier in terms of the A shares, although the HSCEI index out of Hong Kong and the Hang Seng index are down on average 1%. Taiwan down 4/5 of a percentage point. Then we had modest gains in South Korea, better than a modest gain, up nearly 1.5% in Australia. Modest gains in India here again today, and then a little bit more selling pressure, but some markets were closed here today, including including Malaysia and Indonesia. Okay, looking also at the European markets here again, another day of heavy selling here. These markets have been freaking out with the huge flood of immigrants, which has been piling in to the region, which looks like it has no end in sight, completely out of control, badly handled. And that's causing a fair amount of alarm, and understandably so. Then, of course, there's the extraordinary situation of Volkswagen. Which has, as you know, cheated on the emissions coming from its diesel cars, and that's led to some widespread selling and beyond just Volkswagen, because people are saying, well, if Volkswagen's doing it, other people must be doing it, other car manufacturers. And that's such a huge sector of the German market. Incidentally, on that point, BMW denies that it's done anything in terms of tampering with its reports, and is happy to make cars available for any form of testing. I haven't heard any statement from Daimler-Benz on this recently. Now, in the U.S., Wall Street got clipped. Well, I didn't mention those percentages on the European markets. I should mention a few of them. Sweden looks like the biggest here, down 2.75%. Switzerland down 2%. Italy down 2.3%. Germany down close to a little under 2%. And the same with the Euro Stocks 50 index. And the bonds, the SX70 bonds, they have also weakened further, giving a little bit of a lead to the downside. Some of these European indices have now actually taken out, a few of them have actually taken out the lows that we had seen, the climactic lows that we had seen back on the 24th of August. And most of those European indices have seen new closing lows. In other words, on 24th August, we saw a very, very sharp sell-off, and then markets were bouncing before the close on the day. So they were intraday lows, and most of those indices are just marginally above those intraday lows, but new closing lows in here today. Now, on to Wall Street, it is also lower, but here not by very much. We've got the Dow down just under 0.5 percentage point, and the S&P and NASDAQ down about a third of a percentage point. They were much lower earlier on in the day, but recovered steadily. Incidentally, as I speak, Janet Yellen is giving a talk, and I have seen just some headlines. Evidently, it was released to some of the press before she gave the talk, but and she does this normally after her rate decision meetings. And I believe her view is that she shares the feeling that interest rates will rise in the U.S. Before the end of the year. And that's just provide a little extra assurance here for markets. My guess is that the recovery that the U.S. saw, even though it's still closed on the downside, it really regained at least three quarters of the losses that it had seen earlier in the day. And my guess is that that will help to stabilize things tomorrow in the markets, and that we'll also see probably a little bit of short covering. And there are some pretty big short positions out there, and there are some very, very clear oversold conditions, quite sharp oversold conditions in these stock markets. And I'll make a point here, which you've heard before, and I feel that the time to buy stocks is when there's blood in the street. And if you've got a little bit of cash, whether it's from dividends or whether you'd saved some up from earlier on, or whether you were underweight previously in equities, this is a good opportunity to pick up shares in sectors that you actually like and are happy to hold on for the long term. But again, as I've also said, I would do so. I would be an incremental buyer. I would do so in small quantities here, because we still have a few more days in September, and then we have October, and we can expect that markets are likely to churn a little bit. And there is no evidence that we've seen sustainable lows in here yet, with these September lows here now being challenged once again. But I do feel that, again, I emphasize that point, that when you get market panicky phases, that's when it does pay over time to actually buy equities. And saying that, what would I expect? Well, between now and even if markets go lower in October, and it would hardly be surprising if they did, somewhat lower, between now and the end of the first quarter of 2016, I think most, if not all, stock markets will be meaningfully higher. Okay, now what else has taken place here today? I touched on most of those stock markets, but not Canada, very small decline. Mexico, a little bigger, down 1%. Brazil, just a fraction lower, a tenth of a percentage point. Okay, looking at the U.S. Treasury bonds, yields did ease, but only slightly. Remember, we were at 2.13 on the 2.13% on the U.S. 10-year bond. Well, when I last looked, and when in the closing levels here, 2.126 here today, so only just slightly lower. The VIX crept up, well, pushed up, I should say, just over another point. And the VIX is at 23.47. And in the currency markets, well, the dollar was weaker early on. It got down to dollar index, I should say, got down to 95.45, but then it rallied and it closed up on the day at 96.259, and that's moved up in after hours trading here, and no doubt that at least partially reflects Yellen's comments that she thinks that they're quite likely to raise interest rates or start that interest rate raising process before the end of this year. On other notes here of some of these other currencies, the euro eased a little bit, but it's at 1.118 against the US dollar. Sterling eased a little bit, but at 1.52. We don't have any sort of big swings taking place there. Where we do have big swings, you've got free fall in those commodity sector currencies. And that may continue for a little while longer, although the commodity indices today were up just a little bit, but one day isn't going to make a big isn't going to have a big influence on those currencies. So the really weak currency sector, that's really very much in the commodity exporters for the most part. Now, precious metals, a little bit of haven buying there. Palladium, which had a good day yesterday and up almost $10 here today to 655 and change. Silver is 33 cents higher, up to $15.12. Platinum, $23 higher to 955 and change. And gold bullion, if this is right, and I think they've changed the screen recently. I'm not sure how much that's up, but it's at $1,154. I'm sure that's up several dollars in here today. And crude oil also a little bit firmer today at 56 cents for the Brent. It's taken it to 48.31. WTI just slightly higher at 44.91. Agricultural commodities, little mixed, wheat and corn, lower, soybeans a little firmer. White sugar, which has been one of the most depressed of the commodity markets, had a reasonable bounce in here today. And coffee also slightly steadier. So look forward to possibly slightly firmer tone in stock markets tomorrow. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.